kesepianku. Mungkin kau tak pernah merasakan apa yang ku lakukan di setiap pengorbananku. Selalu jadi yang kau mau, menjaga di setiap saat, tapi kau tak melihatnya.
Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture. A world of wonders. Mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago, rich sea life. Adorned with emeralds of islands. Sprawling, protected in front of the coast. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. Home to majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting. Where Macarena greets guests. An amazing sea adventure. The best of fish. And travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful. Amazing cultures and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
Hello, world listener and internet viewers. Welcome back. Still here in Indonesia today, and right now, we've just seen a video about the beauty of natures of Indonesia, and right now we have special guests that are going to talk about the fun fact about the forest and its preservation. With me right now is Ulis Utami, the Executive Director of Hutan Indonesia. Hello, Tami, how are you today?
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you. I'm fine, and I'm really excited to present Hutan Indonesia today in Voice of Indonesia.
Okay. So, before we start, actually, I've been in contact with Hutan Itu Indonesia with Kadia Fatia before.
Okay.
We talk about we talk about a little bit about the forest of Indonesia as well, and but right now we're going to talk about the preservation of forests of Indonesia. So, can you tell me a little bit about the Hutan Indonesia to our listener and viewer who don't really know what is it about?
Okay. What should I call the listener from Voice of Indonesia?
You can call...
Just listener.
You can call it.
Okay. So there is no like special calling.
No, there's no special calling. The special calling is for the animals in the forest.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Mm-hmm. I'm Tami from Hutan Indonesia. I'm really excited to share about Indonesian forest and how we all need to protect and preserve our forest, because as you know that the current situation or condition in Hutan Indonesia or Indonesia forest, you should know that Indonesian forest currently still rank the third largest tropical forest in the world after Congo and Brazil. So as for your information, we are still in a good rank for now. The position is still in the third in the world as a tropical forest. And also, Indonesia still at the second rank as the forest with the richest biodiversity in the world. So you can imagine how beautiful, how rich our Indonesian forest. We are the third, we are the second in biodiversity. So as Indonesian, we all must be proud of the wealth of Indonesian forest, because we are all, I think we are all Indonesian really depending to the forest as our source of life. So that's the current condition of Indonesian forest.
Okay, you just answered my first question. Tell me. I was going to ask about that, but you already answered it. So let's move on. You just mentioned that we are the third largest tropical forest in the world, right?
Yeah.
But but is it true that Indonesia's forest is the eighth place in the country with the largest forest area in the world?
Yes, that's true. I mentioned about the tropical forest, so we are at the third position, so you can imagine it's just the tropical forest. So we counted all the forest area in Indonesia, we are in the eighth position in the world. So so you can imagine with this wealth, we are in the eighth position, how big impact how big is the impact of the forest to the climate, to the global issue, is it just from Indonesia? So that's why the conservation efforts really need to do in Indonesia to preserve our forest. So the position is still in the eighth rank. It's still maintained, something like that.
Okay, so the eighth largest forest in the world, that is some achievement that you can say that, boy listener, because just like Tommy said, the tropical forest is ranked third, so that means we have a huge amount of forest that is spread out around Indonesia. And speaking of the largest forest in the world, since the forest is so big, does the deforestation usually happens in the forest of Indonesia?
Deforestation is something, I think it's kind of sad news, right? Because deforestation is something, it always happens like every year in Indonesia. According to the data from the Aurigo Nusantara Foundation, because I haven't found any data from our ministry from last year, so I obtained the data from Aurigo Nusantara Foundation. It mentions that last year, in 2024, the deforestation increased more than 4,000 hectares. So from the previous year. So you can imagine, every year there's always deforestation caused by many like industrial encroachment, forest fires, and something like that. So it's kind of sad news that it's always happened every year. So I hope that by we raising awareness about deforestation, about forest preservation, the numbers can be decreased the next year. Because, last year the number is still increased, more than 4,000 hectares, Hopefully the next year will be decreased.
Okay, so I would like to ask again about the deforestation. Does the deforestation rate is currently happening faster than when compared to us planting the trees and keeping the forest alive? Tell me.
Okay, So the deforestation, it's something like, what is it? Like, we have like deforestation action,
mm-hmm.
all right, for our deforestation. But as you know, deforestation is faster than our action, than reforestation. Because, as we know that today, we also face the climate crisis that can be increase our deforestation because of the heat, because of the temperature, and also the temperature can make the forest fire worse, and something like that. So deforestation will be faster than our action, actually. So as you know, when we plant one tree, it takes more than 5 years to be a big tree, something like that. But when the forest fire happens, it like wipes out all the trees. So it cannot be compared between the deforestation and the reforestation. Must be faster than the deforestation. Yeah, that's kind of sad news.
Yeah, but still, you as a community of Hutan Itu Indonesia, there's been a movement that's called Planting a Million Trees movement, contributed to the reforestation of Indonesia. Can you tell us about the Planting a Million Trees movement?
Okay. Yeah, the 1 million tree movement, I think it happened several years ago when Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono as a president, he encouraged so many people to plant the trees. And it's a good thing. I mean, like, it's not just a ceremonial when we really plant the tree and monitor them and really taking care of the trees until it really grow into the big trees. So it's a good movement to combat the deforestation and also to reforestation some areas. So it's a good thing. But in Hutan Indonesia, in my organization, we also promoted another initiative. We call it forest adoption. So it's not just planting trees, it's not just ceremonial, but we also encourage people to adopt the tree that is already in a conservation area. So adoption or tree adoption means people can adopt a tree in a conservation area, in in a village that in a village forest that is really conserved by the local community. So we also help the local communities can protect the forest, can protect the tree. So and we are encourage so many people, public, to give them the support what they need to preserve or to conserve this tree. So the tree will be standing inside the forest without the standing inside the forest without like illegal logging, something like that. Yeah. So the local communities will protect the trees and from the illegal logging or forest fire, something like that. So it's not just reforestation, we also have conservation action.
Okay. Tell me before we continue about the discussion of the forest and its preservation, let us listen to this following song to mooden up for our next segment in this interview.
Yang disatukan bukan karena cinta.
Okay, boy listener, we are still back in this interview with Tommy with from Hutan Itu, Indonesia. Now I want to ask about the tree's adoption. Is it the same like animal adoption where you have a name and certificate to it so that everyone can see that that tree is yours? And what is the impact of adopting that tree?
Okay, yeah. You know, tree adoption is interesting program. Mm-hmm. It's not like we adopt an animal like cat or dog that we can take them into our house. So basically, tree adoption, we really adopt a tree. But the tree is standing inside the forest, mm-hmm, that is maintained by the local communities as a ranger. So, by adopting one tree inside the forest, we give donation for the ranger to do the patrol and to take care of our tree. So we also can see the tree, yes, but we can take them to our house.
Yeah. If I want to take the trees into my house, is it possible?
Oh, you know, yes. Yeah, so we can see the tree. Mm-hmm. If you have budget to visit the forest, you can see the trees. But if you don't have the budget, we also give the adopter like certificate with the tagging, like the geotagging. Mm. So you can like copy or write the geotagging into the Google Maps, and then you can see the tree by the Google satellite. So technology now is really amazing, you know, so we can also monitor and see our trees inside the forest by using the geotagging that's given by Hutan Itu Indonesia in the certificate they received,
Okay, so it is really interesting, for a listener. You can now adopt a tree, not just animals.
Uh-huh. And not also, adopting trees, not also for you, but also maybe you want to give someone a tree, like your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, so you can give them as a gift, you know. You can give a tree as a gift for someone you love, something like that.
Okay, so it is really interesting. And if I want to adopt a tree, is there ways on step by step on how to adopt it?
Oh, it's really easy. Yeah, you can come to Hutan Indonesia website at Hutan Itu ID, or also you can contact the numbers in Hutan Itu ID Instagram account. There is a number, so you can contact the number directly. It's the easy way.
Okay, make sure to check it out and visit the Hutan Itu Indonesia. Okay, so is there any legal action that protects the tree's adoption if there's maybe like an illegal logging where someone is illegally trying to take down the tree? Is there any legal action to protect the trees from being logged?
Okay, so now we talk about regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there are so many regulations to protect the forest, right? The government, I believe that the government continues to tighten regulation, increase the law enforcement against illegal deforestation. But I want to highlight one of the regulation that is really related to our movement and our campaign. There is one regulation, it's a presidential instruction, number 5, from 2019, regarding the termination of the granting of new permits and improving the governance of primary forests and peatlands.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine, this regulation will terminate to granting a new permit and improving the governance. It's really a good instruction from the President Jokowi in 2019. So because to remind people that we need to monitor this regulation, in 2020, along with more than 100 collaborators from many TSO and NGOs in Indonesia, we tried to make a movement or campaign called Indonesian Forest Day. You know, there is no Indonesian Forest Day in Indonesia. We have another many celebration, but we don't have Indonesian Forest Day. So, to commemorate this special moment that President Jokowi assigned this presidential instruction regarding to protect the forest, in 7 August, we celebrated as Indonesian Forest Day. So I think that's one of a good regulation that we need to keep monitor and also work along the government how to implement this regulation in a good way.
Okay, so the regulation is really strong in that one in protecting the trees. And if it's okay to ask, I want to ask, what forest does the tree adoption that is available in Indonesia right now from Hutan Itu Indonesia?
Okay, so now we are back to the forest adoption. We have this project from Hutan Indonesia is collaborated or working along with local partners. We have so many partners in in Java Island, especially in West Java, in Bogor, in Bandung, and also in Sumatra Island and Kalimantan Island. So we protect the forested area in Bengkulu, in Jambi, in West Sumatra, in West Kalimantan. Basically the tree adoption project is still in the three islands, Java, Sumatra, and Kalimantan. Yeah, we hope if there are more public supports, we can also extend these initiatives to other islands like Sulawesi and Tete and other forested areas like in Papua. We are really excited if we can extend these initiatives.
Okay, so there are two questions left. And the first one is, what measures should be taken to protect the forest, and who should be involved? Is anyone can be involved in protecting the forest, or maybe like, is there a specific type of people that should protect the forest?
It's interesting question.
Okay.
I mean, because when we talk about the forest, sometimes not all the people think that we can do something for our forest, because the forest issue is really not so popular sometimes, in especially in urban area, that we are not really related, or we are not seeing the forest every day, so feels like it's not our issue. It's just other issue that for people who live in the forest. But actually, what happened in the urban area, what happened, what we do as an urban people, it's also related or impacted to the forest. For example, if we consume more like palm oil, mm-hmm. And many things that it's not really good for our environment, it also lead to the deforestation. So just now we are breathing.
Breathing.
We can breathe oxygen, fresh air. It happened because we still have the forest. So imagine if there is no forest, we can absorb the emission from the pollution in urban. I don't know, maybe we need to buy the oxygen to breathe. Yeah. So that's something that it's really related in our daily life. But sometimes we forget that it is related to the forest. So that's why the forest is sometimes it's not popular, because we didn't realize about that impact. So actually, how to protect the forest, and who can protect the forest, it's our responsibility. I mean, all the people responsible to protect the forest. Anyone can protect the forest in their daily life, in their capacity, what they can do. In daily life, it also can protect and preserve the forest.
Okay, so everyone is responsible for everyone's health, because if we don't protect the forest, maybe just like you said, we maybe have to buy fresh air to breathe.
Exactly.
Okay, so that is a really interesting take. And what can people do is maybe like plant trees in their house, or like plant garden in their house. Does that help the air?
Okay, so what we can do, actually there are many things we can do. Like in Hutan Indonesia, we have five call to action.
Okay.
So the first one is the easiest one. So as a urban people, or everyone has the phone. Mm-hmm. We cannot live without the phone. So we can, we can do digital campaign. So everything, so spread the awareness, the story, everything that related to the forest, issue, you can spread it in our social media. So it's the easiest way we can do. It's not just the planting trees. The easiest way is as close as from our phone. So we can do the digital campaign. And the next, if we near the forest, we can take a walk, we can make a trip to the forest, so we can really connecting to the nature. And also we can tell the people that the forest is more than just the trees.
Hmm.
The forest give us the fresh air, make us relax. It's good for our mental health. We need to experience that, so the people can also take a trip to the forest. And the next one, if you know like non-timber forest product, like honey, It's the easiest way. So we can also support the local product from the local communities who sell the honey. By supporting the local communities' economy, it also make them empower and make them will protect the forest more, not just cutting the trees, because they can have alternative economy. So we need to support the local communities, but by buying their crop product, honey, or many non-timber forest products. And the next, we can do forest adoption. The project I told that we can do the forest adoption by giving donation from everywhere and anywhere. As long as you have a phone, you can contact Hutan Indonesia and then ask how you can adopt a tree. And the last one is celebrating Indonesian Forest Day in 7 August. So I hope everyone can spread the awareness, and we all can, once in a year, we can celebrate together the wealth of Indonesian forest in 7 hours.
Okay, Tammy, and the final question. If you could send a message to everyone about saving the forest, what would it be? Make it into a one sentence and make it super epic so that it will be tagged.
Okay. So for everyone, let's save the forest because it saves our lives. That's it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tammy, for giving your time
for
to do a special interview with.
Yeah, it's really nice chat. Thank you so much for inviting me to this afternoon talk. I hope it will be important and also raising more awareness to protect the forest.
Yes, I hope that it will be super impactful for everyone who are listening right now. And thank you so much for tuning in this special interview with Tammy from Hutan Itu Indonesia. And always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia for more interesting interviews like this.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
mountainous region of East Java. Where Majapahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage. Grandeur of the past. Wondrous ancient architecture. And the outstanding universal values behind. Where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feast exhilarates. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Variety. This is a land of historical significance. Where the old days are celebrated. Local cuisine cherished. Beyond the city, preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I woke up in line. I'm in overdrive, not ready to slow down. One step closer to the sky. There's gasoline in my way. I'm counting highlights. So electrified, don't say no.
Thank you so much for a listener and in advance for accompanying me in this 2-1 hour broadcast in Indonesia today. And don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion and also information through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI @voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130. And thank you so much for listening, for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, for more amazing news from Indonesia. And after this, let's continue listening to Weird Genius with Glorious.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I woke up in line, I'm in overdrive, not ready to stop.
closer to the sky. There's not a limit in the way. I'm counting highlights, so electrified, don't get in the way now. Watch me set this world on fire. Watch me do it with no regrets. You can't hold me back, no you can't hold me back. This is my time to shine.
Coba kau bayangkan, engkau diperlukan, mencari terbenam, malam jadi teman. Coba kau bayangkan, waktu terlupakan. Datang untukmu, ku tahu
di situ. Tunggu aku datang untukmu.
Coba kau bayangkan.
The first news. The Indonesian Telematics Society emphasized the need for specific standards to optimize fixed wireless access. In the 1.4 GHz spectrum, proper regulation will enhance efficiency and connectivity quality. This step is crucial to support digital transformation and telecommunications development in Indonesia. The next news. During the launch of a low-cost market operation, the Minister of Agriculture reminded business to keep food prices stable, emphasized the importance of fair pricing to ensure affordability for consumers. The initiative aims to control inflation and support food security in Indonesia. And that was the news.
kau lihat kau lalu. Peru dan peluru hujan memburu. Bahasamu bahasanya. Bila kau bicara dengan siapa.